U.S. presence in some pretty rough terrain in Afghanistan is proving to be more than risky. And how long will the brave men and women go before they get the much-needed support if we're going to stay in this game? And speaking of games, the games continue when it comes to health care reform. The Congressional Budget Office is reviewing Senator Max Baucus' health care reform, a.k.a. what Obama wanted in his version of the bill. Supposedly the price tag, $900 billion, but we know it's going to be much more. Let's be serious. Over a 10-year period, expect higher taxes if it were to go through, which I don't think, you know, we're talking about the Senate Finance Committee. They were supposed to vote on this on Tuesday, but as it is stuck at the CBO, it's nowhere near, at least in the next couple of days, anywhere near being voted upon at this point. The debate rages on, and the public option still may find its way into some law eventually. Hey, everybody, I hope you're having a fabulous start to your week. I know I am. We live in the land of freedom already. That's a thumbs up, right? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. You can chime in and throw in your two cents, 800-259-5791, as we let the conversation flow here on this show. Or, because I know a lot of people are working or burning that midnight oil, you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. We have a little fun a little bit later on and talk about David Letterman. I have my own top 10 list, some suggestions on what he could do rather than seducing the women on the show. And it has people talking about the taboo of workplace romances. Or is it really taboo? I bet if I were to poll a bunch of people in the audience, some of you might have even met your spouse where you work or where you used to work or whatever. In fact, in my own circle, my own world, whatever, I know probably, I know about five or six couples who got married and worked together in some capacity. They weren't necessarily the boss and, you know, the underling, but they worked together somewhere. And a lot of times that happens, particularly when you're out of school, whether it's high school, college, and you haven't hooked up with someone in those areas. A lot of times you do meet people, if it's not through friends or hanging out with buddies or whatever, through the place that you work. So is it really taboo? Now, in Letterman's case, he had been with someone for 20 years and then eventually married her. So I think the issue is that he was messing around on the side with people that he worked with. And now, because of some crazy boyfriend, some nutball boyfriend, the whole thing blows up. And partially because he called the cops. A lot of times lawyers handle it, it goes away. And this didn't happen. He called the cops to say he was being blackmailed. So that's what got this ball really rolling down the hill, if you will. But let's jump back to Afghanistan. Because to me, of all the things that we talk about, and healthcare is obviously huge for all of us and our families, and what happens to the future of America and what happens to older folks on Medicare, something I care about because my mother just went on it. And I have a 93-year-old grandfather who I care deeply about, who's a veteran. And I mean, I can give you lots of examples, and I know many of you have called in to talk about your Medicare and supplemental things that you also have and what it would mean to you if that were to go away. So certainly that is a very, very big issue. But with these Marines dying, with these eight guys dying in that ambush, just so sad. And now some of the descriptions are starting to come out, and I love that this story broke. It's not a surprise because we have talked about it before, but how is it that we have the military that we have? And granted, we're talking about voluntary military, right? They walk into a trap, basically, a kill zone. You had rocket barrages. You had relentless amount of machine gun fire from Afghan insurgents, right, that were in the mountainsides, hidden in the mountainsides, because who knows it better. You had kids that were replenishing the ammunition of the people who were shooting, right? And, you know, they were jumping from rock to rock, and they were doing what they had to do. In the meantime, As for the U.S., the first thing that happened is they had to wait for an hour for helicopters to arrive, even though they were told, oh, air cover is going to be here. It's like 5 minutes away. Well, an hour means more dead people. So U.S. commanders on the ground are saying, because they're being asked these questions, you have these new rules to avoid civilian casualties. So they rejected repeated calls to unleash artillery rounds at the attackers who were in the slopes and the tree lines. So the guys who were being ambushed were saying, screaming, we have to do something. We're, you know, we're not near the village. Nope, can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. And as a result, Americans died. Four U.S. Marines were killed on Tuesday. Killed on Tuesday. We know what happened with the eight before that. So here we go again. Demanding the helicopters, not getting them. Told that they couldn't shoot because they couldn't risk the civilian casualties. Ugh. So once again, you have, you know, this being, this on the heels of what happened the other day. Not good. Eight Afghan troops, police, and Marine commanders, Afghan interpreter also died in the ambush. And the battle went on from dawn until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And this was an area, I know I described it before, close to the Pakistan border. So you also had three Americans, 19 rather, Afghans wounded. And, of course, they found a couple of insurgents killed, but they didn't think that more than two were killed. So the Marines were basically cut down as they were trying to take cover in a remote area in a trench at the base of this village's first kind of layer stone house. Most of their ammunition was gone, and you had scenes like one Marine trying to help another Marine out, trying to tend to his wounds. They were both killed naturally. Then you had somebody else trying to retrieve the bodies of those guys killed naturally. I mean, just awful. So this was an operation proposed by the Afghan army, and then the U.S. trainers tried to do what they could to refine this battle, I guess, knowing that this was possibly going to happen, but they didn't expect to be ambushed, is the thing. Dawn is when it happened. And there was nothing they could do because of not being able to respond, being told not to respond the way they were trying to, and ultimately the fact that they didn't have any of that air support that was so, so critical. And I'm glad that some of these descriptions are starting to come out so that people realize what's happening with these snipers, with what's happening with the guys who are in these very thin amount of troops in areas that are tough to defend in trying to help these people. And they're hamstrung in some cases, but these are the new rules of, I guess, engagement and avoiding those civilian casualties, which, of course, you don't want. But look what happens. 800-259-5791. Should we send 30 to 40,000 more troops to Afghanistan to bail out some of the boys over there now? Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
So it was the Army's 10th Mountain Division that had to go through what they went through, sadly, in the end. I told you about the death toll, and, boy, it's got to be pretty tenuous over there. There's no question they were trying to pull back. They radioed for artillery to fire, smoke rounds to show their retreat, all that other sort of stuff. I told you about the helicopters and how they weren't allowed to fire back in certain situations because of the civilians. And, you know, you had the snipers, and they were outflanking these guys. They were everywhere. And supposedly, as one of the descriptions that I read from one of the soldiers said that, you know, look, I wasn't terrified. I was just angry. I was angry at the absence of air support, angry there was no artillery fire, and angry that our interpreter had been killed and that the operation had been betrayed, and angry for not leaving, taking off with the others. And and when you start to read stuff like this, you just realize how nasty it is. In the meantime, 2 months go by, no decision. Look, are they going to get help, or what's going to happen over there? That's what we need to know. And as Americans, what do you think should happen in this situation? I certainly think you're either pulling it all out and not leaving the soldiers in this situation, or you're going massively to have all those boots on the ground and just cut the crap and the nonsense and do it. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. Listen, you know, I guess I consider myself more conservative than Republican. And I've heard, you know, during the whole election last year how conservatives and Republicans were all baby killers because they're sending mom's boys over to get killed. But aren't we losing more guys by not sending more over?
Yes,
I mean,
that's what, yes.
I mean, isn't that what I'm getting here? I mean, you know, McChrystal, he put General McChrystal on the ground in Afghanistan. He was praising McChrystal when he put General McChrystal over there. And now President Obama's not even backing McChrystal's decision that he needs more guys to do this. And instead he's turned into a political thing of, well, we're going to do a bipartisan Congress. You know, it's getting so out of hand and so ridiculous. And the people that not just the people that put the guy in or wrote the guy in, but the guy is just, he has betrayed America all the way around.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I mean, the point that you made, it's like I said, we're either in stew or we're out. So you have a voluntary military. You put these guys out there. You don't send them the air support. Hey, the mission gets betrayed. They have no way where to go. They get no extra help. And in the meantime, we're dilly-dallying on whether or not to send the troops. And like you say, Obama backed McChrystal. He's the guy. Remember, he said it was necessary. This was what had to be done. And now he's pussyfooting around it because he thinks that in the polls, ooh, a lot of people don't like this. Well, either you're the commander-in-chief and you're making the supreme decision that you're supposed to make, or you're not, whatever. But you can't, you cannot waffle on this.
Well, it's like I said before, you know, like Bush or just like Bush, and Bush is not the greatest guy when it comes to economy. I'm not going to doubt that a bit. But the guy shot straight from what he believed inside, not what he thought was politically right.
Right.
He did what he had to do. He you know, I mean, that's just how it has to be done. And for them to just, it's disappointing when you sit back. And it's just like, I can't even believe this is going on. I mean, it's when a general tells you something, as far as I'm concerned, the general should have full rank and right saying this is what we need. The president trusted by putting him there and you know, really bragged him up. And now he's not wanting to take his own general's decisions or listen to his decisions. Which, you know, he's hurt himself more than anything else. I mean, he's given himself political suicide, and that's even better with me, with him giving himself political suicide. But I think it's horrible. But before I go, I got to tell you a little thing, little joke. This teacher, she's got her first grade kids in class, and she says, "I want all of you President Obama fans to raise your hands." So they all raise their hands, but little Johnny, you know, Johnny, he don't ever do what he's supposed to anyway. So she says, "Johnny, why didn't you raise your hand? Why aren't you an Obama fan?" He said, "Because I'm a Republican." She says, "Well, what makes you a Republican, Johnny?" And he said, "My mommy and my daddy are Republicans." So teacher thought for a second. She said, "Well, Johnny, if your mommy and daddy were morons, then what would you be?" He said, "Then I'd be an Obama fan."
I'm stealing that joke. That was good. Thanks, Stu.
Thanks.
That was good. Very clever. Drive safely. He's a new dad, too. We're talking about, boy, how do you follow that? It's like he was the opening act, and then I'm cleaning up after it. 800-259-5791. We're talking about the state of Afghanistan. Now, just today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and, of course, the Defense Secretary Robert Gates did an interview. And they say, both of them basically say, we're following the lead. They didn't say it like this, but they're saying they're following, you know, President Obama. They were at GW for a program that was on CNN, and they talked about the Taliban. They were asked about the Taliban and asked about the president's deliberate approach to set the so-called right objectives and policies for Afghanistan. And said, this is what you have to do. I mean, you have to lay this out. It has to be necessary. It has to be proper. See, here's the thing. I say that about healthcare, that why isn't this laid out correctly, and we're trying to ram this down everyone's throat. But I don't know that it applies to Afghanistan. And the reason why is because now the clock is ticking. So every day you wait, you wait, you wait. Yes, okay, I understand there has to be analysis. There has to be reports from the General McChrystal and other generals and input from the Pentagon and all that other stuff. I get that. But this is nothing new. We've been in Afghanistan for 8 years. Yes, it's a new administration. So the new administration comes in and there are tons of things to deal with. I would think this would have to be such a high priority because we have American lives at stake. You're asking people to stay longer, to go, to fight, to do whatever's necessary, and they're doing it. So you have to have a clear strategy. This would have to be a very big priority. I mean, hearing those stories, it makes me furious, hearing about those guys at Rambush. Yes, you can be ambushed in war. War is hell. There is no doubt about it. I mean, if you really knew the things, look, we had Michael Anthony on the other night, just in his 20s, who had no clue, went over there, was a medic, couldn't believe what he saw, and more importantly, and he still wasn't that he didn't want to serve, and he did, but that he didn't really realize what he was walking into and the lack of some of the support for his fellow soldiers, and then coming back and so many of them killing themselves and being just slammed on drugs because of the atrocities that they saw and witnessed. Well, then you're going to ask people to be in that situation. And, okay, so war is hell. And it's if it's this necessary evil, okay, fine. Then you got to back them hard. You got to have a very clear strategy and not worry about the polls and being reelected and all that other nonsense. Let somebody else let the chips fall where they may. Focus on the people that are there. So anyway, the Taliban insurgency currently has the momentum in Afghanistan. There's no question about that. And look, what happens if there's a Taliban takeover of the country? Does that empower that terrorist network more? Does that affect what could happen in the United States? Certainly in Afghanistan it would. How much does it affect the United States? And how much does it affect, I guess, our allies? And here's the thing. The allies are not chipping in on this. They're not going to put and commit to a lot of troops in Afghanistan. It's not happening. And there is, like I said, no question. And both Clinton, I'm sure, and the defense secretary would concede to that point that, yes, absolutely, the swing is in the Taliban's favor. So if there is a Taliban victory, really, would you see more camps set up? Would you see fundraising? Because it's always about the money. Remember, always remember these words. Just like Osama bin Laden, what happened back on 9/11, it's about the money, baby. Follow the money. And here's the thing. So would there be more recruiting? Would there be more fundraising? That's what Gates is saying. That's what you're going to see. Because if they have a second win over a superpower, remember, they drove out the Soviets in the 80s. Now how pumped up are they? Whew. We slayed the Soviets, or Russia, and we did the same thing to the good old USA. There is some truth to that, no doubt. And it was interesting that they, both of them, were on hand and they were talking about the debate in the Obama administration over the idea of sending more troops to Afghanistan. And look, they both have to defer, as I said, to the president ultimately. Whatever Obama decides on the troop levels is what happens. The United States will stay in Afghanistan for the near future. There's no question about that. So if that's the case, then you got to give them help. What do you think about U.S. troops in Afghanistan? 800-259-5791.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Throw in your 2-800-259-6791. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We're going down a couple of different streets here. One, of course, Afghanistan. You know how I feel about that. And you just can't be, it's like being a little bit pregnant. You're either in or you're out. Got to have a decision made here. A little bit different from health care reform. Because, yes, in health care reform, we will have lives on the line if you completely rip apart the system and people end up drowning more than being rescued if it's not laid out correctly. In the case of Afghanistan, well, it's already been happening, and now the Taliban getting that big upper hand, or so it seems. Even the people in charge are saying that. So you're either getting them help or you have to pull them back. You have to eventually pull them back. And it doesn't seem like that's happening anytime soon, because you're setting these guys up to be annihilated if there are more ambushes like that. I mean, that's just horrific. And again, things happen in war. Some of you listening have been in those situations. We've talked to people on this show about that just recently. I mentioned that. And other soldiers before Michael Anthony about things that happen. But they're committing. They're patriotic. They want to be there. In so many cases, they really, really want to do this. And then feel like they don't get the support and don't want to really express that, or if they're having problems, don't want to express that either. And then we see some sad, sad things happening. So the bottom line is, get these boys the support if they need that support, and stop messing around with this and make the decision, period, at least by the end of the month. We're already into October. Okay, so moving from that a little bit to this, how often do we talk as we just flip the page on 9/11 and the 8th anniversary and counting about the security in this country? Are we safer? Do we feel safer? We heard of these terrorist possibilities in Dallas, the kid who had the idea that at all costs he was going to find a way to make some noise and blow up a building and harm some people. And then the Zazi, the bigger threat, who had the Al-Qaeda training and ties and wanted to do something to the subways in New York. So we've now seen some of these things be uncovered, and you ask yourself, and it always seems to be about flying, are you any safer? Are we safer? What's happening? Now, the Homeland Security folks are saying, look, the days of being able to just stroll through airport security checkpoints while having on your shoes and your jacket might actually return. You don't have to take off those shoes, right? Because they've got this experimental program, and if it's successful, they'll adopt it, and you won't have to do those things because it's 100% or pretty close to 100% accurate. What it's called is the Future Attribute Screening Technology, or FAST, okay? And they focus, instead of focusing pretty much on whether you have explosives of some kind hidden around, or maybe you're trying to have that concealed weapon and get it through the sensors, the cameras at the security checkpoints show the natural signals coming from your body. So in other words, your heart rate, breathing, eye movement, body temperature, and if you're fidgeting, these physiological signs, if you put them all together and mesh this up, supposedly indicate whether you might have that desire to do harm. And they've been pushing this big time. I mean, this isn't the first time we've heard of this. There's been a ton of research that shows that your physical reactions to your mental state and your emotional state come through, and they're looking for those signals that are given up, picking up the cues that you might not be able to see if you have a security person trying to decide whether to send someone to another screening area for questioning or whatever. If you have this FAST technology, if you could use it whenever there's any kind of security concerns, and it could be anywhere, not just airports. You could do it at convention centers and the federal buildings. You have to go through the detectors anyway now, but you could go through this kind of thing. Mass transit centers, airports, stadiums, all that sort of stuff. But here's the thing. Is it science fiction-y a little bit? I saw a story on this, and that's kind of what I got from it. It's like, ugh, is this really viable? And then the other question becomes, trust me, the ACLU will be all over this. Does it violate your privacy? Is it an invasion of privacy as they're trying to look at for behavioral signals if this actually becomes something that happens? And what they did was they used actors and other people, and they used questions and, you know, went through these various physiological cues and to see what would happen. So far they've dumped $20 million to developing this stuff, and just one of the sensors is commercially available right now. It's that thermal imaging that we've mentioned, and it measures the temperature of the face, and the screener looks for temperature changes like a stress response or any of that kind of stuff. See, I don't know if this would, it works or not. How many people just are nervous to begin with, have anxious anxiety things, get nervous when they go to the airport or when they're going in a federal building or, you know, one of these other areas? I don't know that flies or not. You have the eye tracker following where you look, checking the blinking, looking at your pupil dilation. Gosh, I'm not sure that this would be the way to go, and forget all the other stuff. But then you ask yourself, okay, Richard Reed was a shoe bomber, and because I take off my sneakers when I go through, does that mean I'm not trying to do something on the plane? Does that mean, whew, it's safe? She took off her sneakers. She threw those heels in through the machine, so obviously there was nothing there. There was no intent. Took off that jacket. How much can you tell by that? Maybe there is something to this. If the screener would have more information. But this fidgeting monitor, I mean, let's try this out on Donovan. Donovan, do you fidget?
A lot.
So we're going to pull you aside and think, well, this guy, look, the girlfriend looks cute and sweet and harmless, but something is up with this cat. He is, his eyes are moving around. I'm not sure. See, you know, it's, I think it, you would pull people aside that wouldn't necessarily be terrorists or be looking to do something, do harm to anyone. And plus, think of it this way, right, Donovan? There are people that can cheat the system.
There are people who can cheat the system. I get really anxious going through any sort of security checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anyone at a who goes into a federal building who doesn't work there who, you know, feels entirely comfortable and safe about it these days. I think you're going to get a lot of false positives that don't really mean anything.
I do, too. And I think that's the problem with it. So we've already dumped $20 million into this research to develop this technology and what for. I mean, if you wanted to use it in addition to what was going on, I guess. But I'm thinking this is not fail-safe in any way. And I can point to other people besides Donovan who would feel anxious. I'm sure there's times when I do. You know, when you're caught in traffic, you barely get there, I'm lugging luggage. I'm either with the man or not, so then I've got to figure out a way to lift something up that I'm thinking about. I got to get here, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I can see that I would be anxious a little bit, too. I'm not an anxious person, but if I were running late, if the line was long, if the flight was on time, because mine are never on time, you know, they might pull me aside. And it's kind of like when I think of polygraphs. There are people that can beat polygraphs. And then there are people who would be a wreck having to take a polygraph. And so what would that really show you? Whoops, you asked them that question and went up. Do you have a bomb? Where are you heading to today? You know, I don't know. Maybe I might be old school on this, I hate to say. And here's what I would say, which would be very controversial probably to some people listening to this show, and that's cool. If you don't agree, you know, I always invite anyone who doesn't agree with me to call or to flip me an email at americatonight.net. I'm sorry, but you got to profile a little bit. You do. If there are a certain group of people, I don't care what, if it's women that look a certain way, if it's guys that look a certain way, everybody always points to LL and what they do and how they're so safe. And it's a smaller country and less flights and all that other sort of stuff. We know that. But they've never had anybody killed. They've never had that happen. And why? There are tons of Palestinians that fly on El Al. It doesn't matter. If they have to pull someone aside, if they question them more, they question them. I know I've talked about this before where I've been questioned going into other countries because they ask me, you fill out the card, they ask me, what are you doing here? Who are you talking to? Why? You know, whatever your intent is. And I don't necessarily see them doing that to all the Americans that go through. So, you know, I think it's still back to the basics, the detective work. What it could be, and what the bigger problem is, who are you hiring at these screening places? That's the problem. If you paid bigger bucks, if you want to put money into something, and you got really pretty good security people, I'm not saying that all of them are terrible, but if you really got people schooled in the art that, you know, I'm former bodyguards, whatever. I mean, people who can really, former CIA guys who are retired. You got people who are good at snuffing things out at airport screening places or whatever and paid better money. I think that would be the better approach rather than these technological approaches of trying to figure out whether or not I'm sweating too much or my eyes are going back and forth or any of that sort of stuff. I mean, forget it. I'd rather just keep taking off the jacket and the shoes. I mean, please. I don't know. What do you think? 800-259-5791. America Tonight.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15 and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Testing how many times we blink our eyes, sweat, look a little confused by the machines that would just kind of x-ray us. Could it be an invasion of privacy as well? But really, what can you tell from this? My solution is pay bigger bucks to people who screen at airports. There's got to be a way to do this. Find some people that are retired that you can pay a decent wage to that have the analytical skills, know how to look at people, etc. But, ooh, that comes too close to profiling, and that is such a no-no. So let's have this technology that I'm not sure is really going to make that much of a difference in going through. So, geez, you can leave everything on, you can take the water through, and let's hope that we don't miss those physiological cues. I got to think in some of the training that's part of what's done. Like, it's like beating lie detector tests. Don't say anything. Do this. Don't flinch. Don't give this away. And maybe some would blow it, but more often than not, I think there's people that would beat that, and I think you would have people that would be normally just a little bit on edge in flying, and that's what you would end up with, questioning a whole bunch of people who wouldn't know how to put a bomb together if they had to do it to save their house and the people were approaching. I mean, honestly, that's what I think. We're going to do the daily salute here in just a second. But in the meantime, a couple of other things. Afghanistan still just dangling in the balance because there's still not a signal on whether the White House is going to increase the troops in Afghanistan or not. General McChrystal made it clear you got to have 30 to 40,000 more guys. It's not winnable if you don't. Now it's in the president's hands. Ultimately, will the increased troops happen or not? If the troops aren't really increased, what happens in Afghanistan? The Taliban has an edge right now. Do they win? And we just end up with lots of money down the drain and, more importantly, too many lives that are lost. Let's go to Mark listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, honey. The first time your call screen ever asked me what I wanted to talk about, I was like, uh-oh, am I in trouble?
You're not in trouble.
Just really quick, CNN has been jumping through hoops trying to tell the American people how complicated it is that the fact that gold is going up and the rest of the world doesn't want our dollars. I don't know if you saw that this morning. I was watching the exchange between the two of them. And the woman who's a stock watcher was saying how complicated, how difficult it is to understand currency trading. What they don't understand that the basket, all of the Arab countries, China, Russia, Kuwait, all those people we saved their bacon now want to turn and have a basket of currencies as an alternative to the dollar. America, huge inflation coming and oil price through the roof. I don't want this to happen. We saved the rest of the world, and now they're sticking us right in the rear end because they don't want our dollar. And this president is continuing with his spending on everything, more money on welfare than in the Iraq war. And that's just one topic. Number two, when you told me about the boys in Afghanistan and how they were pissed off, they couldn't get their air support. They have to call the lawyers back at the State Department to fire if they can fire. I thought this was an outpost in the middle of nowhere. So you tell me there's a couple of civilians and how tragic that is. They can't fire on the people that are firing on them.
Yep.
I was going to punch the wall when you said that. Look, yep. I'm not a tough guy, and I'm not going to apologize for what I'm saying. But a guy called the Rush Limbaugh show today, and I just got back from Afghanistan, and he was wondering how the fact that McChrystal's not being supported by Obama, how long is it going to take until McChrystal or the troops are not supported by McChrystal? These guys don't want to serve over there. And I'm just talking from what I've heard, okay? So if I'm wrong, let some veterans call in. You got a commander-in-chief that wants to spend more on welfare than anything else. Get the guys the hell out. It's not a loss, okay? If you can't fire on the people that are firing on the guys, there's got to be nothing worse than it's like a wife who's waiting for her husband to come home because she's being brutalized and she can't reach the gun. Mm. You know, she's praying her last breath. These guys, they need the support. If you're not going to support them, get them the hell out.
You're
going to spend the money everywhere else. Look, what's next? Ask Charlie Rangel. He's saying, I know it's another topic, but he's like, oh, all the minorities in the Army that are dying for this. Oh, really? Well, then pull another. Do what a real Democrat would do. Escalate. Wilson escalated. Johnson escalated the Vietnam War. Wilson escalated World War One. Roosevelt escalated World War Two. Well, but the point is, then have a draft. Okay? Oh, God forbid we can't have a draft. That was under Republican only. Do something to help these guys or pull them out. And like I said, give the lieutenants a tactical nuke. Say, here, we're leaving you a going away present. And this, I mean, it sounds horrible. This is insane. You can't let these guys die for this. It's like Black Hawk Down. They wanted pressure, and they wanted back support. Clinton said no. So what are you letting these guys go out there for if we can't support them? What's the point of fighting if you're going to have one hand behind your back? So get them out. It's not a loss. The only loss that we were having is these guys that we're asking, we're stressing them to the teeth. Look, now it's time for me, Big Mouth in New York, to put a uniform on. Don, UK, and the rest of the country, because we're not suffering like these guys are suffering. I want to stand in uniform behind Charlie Rangel and behind our president, and then we'll go fight. So if I had to get my arm or leg or head blown off, we'll do it with these guys leading us like it should be. And another thing, too, and I nothing but praise for the veterans, you have to ask yourself sometimes, and I know I sleep under the protection they give me, but what are you fighting for? You got a president that's and a Congress and people that are supporting him, and I said to Congress, both parties, that don't give a damn about your Constitution. So what are you fighting for? I wish I had answers. I don't have answers. All I know
is
the guy's out there, he's at a loss for ammo, but he can't get air support. He's telling he's being overrun, and you can't fire an artillery shell?
Yeah, then that's wrong.
What's the freaking point? Everything else that I want to talk about means nothing because these guys are dying, and they can't get the support they need.
Absolutely.
It's just a sad situation. I love
it. It is sad. I'm glad you called Mark. Thanks. He says exactly what I've been saying. That description was so awful. And, you know, it's like John McCain saying, he warned Obama, he warned the president against half what he called half measures, and that's a good way to put it, and told him to implement a plan by the commander of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan, you know, McChrystal, who wants up to 40,000 troops and trainers to fight the war. And McCain said that McChrystal's analysis is not only correct, but should be employed as quickly as possible. There is no middle ground, and that's it. There is no middle ground. You either do or you don't, and you can't worry about polls. If everybody says they're against the war and, oh, I can't do this, there's no support at home, then get the hell out. He's right. If not, follow the plan that McChrystal is who you put on the ground. Follow what he's saying. You cannot waffle on this. Yes, it's an important decision. Eight soldiers died on Sunday. Eight soldiers died. So here's the thing. At the heart of what they're debating, supposedly, and the president's saying in the coming weeks they would announce what they thought was the best way to prevent future attacks on the U.S. and the allies, nobody's going to be happy. Not everybody's going to be happy with this. So really what's at the heart of this whole debate is whether it would be best to send more troops to Afghanistan and work to getting the trust of those people, or to focus the war effort using airstrikes against al-Qaeda targets. If you're doing the drone thing or whatever, fine, and you're not leaving guys stranded, but you cannot leave these men stranded that way. You cannot do it. It's ridiculous. Oh, and infuriating that this is dragging out. Yes, there is unease over this war, of course, because is it worth sending more troops in? Well, you have to take out the idea. You have to take out the idea of the politicalness of this, because, yes, politics are always in the room, but there is no middle ground, just as Senator McCain says. There is not a middle ground in this. You cannot do this halfway. I mean, certainly we learned that in Iraq. When there was eventually the surge, that did help, right? So if you were invested, and whatever the reasons, okay, there was no weapons of mass destruction or whatever, arguing over the necessity or not having the necessity of Iraq, but once you're in, and the guys that are there, you either pull them out or you get them the support they need. You get them the equipment they need. We talked about that in Iraq, how brutal that was for so many to try to get the money they needed for new equipment, etc. You cannot dangle them like that. I think you have to support. I mean, to me, this is unpatriotic. You're either in or you're not. You cannot do this halfway. You can send me your thoughts on Afghanistan or anything else we talked about, or anything you want to talk about. AmericaTonight.net.